All right, I apologize. This is Tanola Oliver with the Making of the Mogul podcast. And we have been broadcasting for 3 years, 3,000 listeners. We've been examining the month of September as I was very intentional and prayerful about what day I would launch the podcast. So on September 27th, we will be exhorting the Lord for 3,000 listeners in 3 years. And we have declared September 27th as the Making of the Mogul Day, a national Making of the Mogul Day. Where did this podcast, what is the understanding and the historical value of the podcast through the 3 years and 3,000 listeners? Basically, it is a derivative of a larger study that I conducted on women and their leadership. From there, I expanded unto men and their leadership. I begin to unpack the correlation and the differences in leadership styles between men and women. I arrived at the subject matter, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, and we begin to examine the narrative around his ability to navigate his professional career from a rapper to a media mogul. And that is the basis of what we have unpacked in the past 3 years for 3,000 listeners. And while we will continue to use the professional journey, not personal, but professional journey, which is very, very important when we unpack a person's life. We don't do it in a malicious way. And so unpacking the events of somebody's personal life is malicious. We've examined only his professional career and looked to his professional career as a model and a prototype on not how to mirror everything that he's done, but to understand that the purpose of research is the ability to replicate a model. And we use his professional life as a model. And so because I was very intentional and prayerful about choosing the date of September 27th to launch the podcast, we have also been looking and examining the month of September and what the month of September means in the earth. And we have talked about Rosh Hashanah. We've talked about Yom Kippur. We've talked about the Jewish holidays within the month of September and the relevance, particularly towards the end of September, as it relates to the Jewish holidays of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. And this particular time is the Jewish New Year. We see it in the Christian faith as a time of harvest. And we've been unpacking all of that. What is the Lord's intent and purpose in us examining the month of September the way that we have the past several days, is that we have all the predictions that we need within the Bible, and that we don't have to turn to astrology for predictions or to understand one's life journey. And so we've been looking at Evangelist Joshua's prediction for the month of September. And we'll continue to read that today, and I'll see you back on Monday. Let's see here. Bear with me one moment. Looking for the information. I apologize for the delay. I had all of the information up in front of me. Bear with me one moment. I wish I had some music playing, but I just have not been able to locate any particular music for this particular subject matter, because I didn't want to I didn't want to overshadow the moment with music, though music is very instrumental in ushering in the intent of the moment. All right. And so here we are at, what is it, day 25. So yesterday, you all know I'm recovering from the flu, I think it was. And so yesterday I ran to the podcast because I didn't want to miss yesterday. And I had just woke up out of a nap. And so there was a couple of scriptures that I butchered up yesterday. And I realized that yesterday, as I was listening to the podcast, and so I think on day 25, it says your enemies shall not know the secret of your blessing. So there is a scripture that says that the Lord has blessings in secret places, riches hidden in secret places. And I think I misquoted it yesterday and I said something about dark places or something like that. But the scriptural reference is riches hidden in secret places, right? And so we know that as we talk about the riches of the kingdom, that it is all inclusive of several things, right? And so I apologize yesterday for misquoting the scripture. And so let's move on to what the scripture offers today, and what the prophecy offers today, and then I will continue to unpack what I hear the Lord saying for this particular day. And so it says, day 27, the Lord is giving you, the Lord is placing upon you a garment of restoration, healing, deliverance, prosperity. The Lord is placing upon you a garment of restoration, healing, deliverance, and prosperity in the month of September. I'll repeat it a last time. The Lord is placing upon you a garment of restoration, healing, deliverance, and prosperity in the month of September. Day 28 says, all of your problems are ending tonight in Jesus' name. 29 says, there is a new anointing of favor coming upon you today. This is also what I hear the Lord saying, is that as we talk about the month of September is the month of harvest. It is also the Jewish New Year. And it is a season of repentance. And I think I mentioned in one of the podcasts for the past several days is that as it relates to the Lord is always pushing us to repent, right? Because we are human beings, and repentance is always should always be at the forefront of our mind as it relates to our walk with Christ, right? Because Christ is the Christ and the Bible, which is the inspiration of Jesus Christ, it is the standard. And so the only way that we have the ability to maintain the standard is through repentance. And so as it relates to the Jewish holiday, it is the definitive value of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah that repentance must take place during the month of September, particularly during that particular, those particular days, which is a 10-day period. And though on the Christianity, we don't necessarily participate in Jewish holidays, the spirit of repentance is still necessary in the month of September, because without repentance, the blessing does not, repentance is what pushes back the blessing. And so when we repent, then it places a demand on the Holy Spirit for the blessing to divulge itself and to unpack itself and to be delivered in the hands of the believer. And what I talked about in one of the podcasts is that the word of the Lord established the earth. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And as we talk about any subject matter, we have to understand, because the Word that established the earth was the Word of the Lord, which that is from creation, that everything we say lines up with the word of the Lord. And then the prophet releases a prophecy in the earth. It has no other ability but to line up. The atmosphere has no other ability but to line up with the word of the Lord. And that is the same for those who were born with the blessing of the Lord upon their lives, right? And as believers, Bible washed believers, meaning that we are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, right? That we are made new with the word of Jesus Christ, knowing that we are sealed into the day of redemption, and that nothing can frustrate the purpose of who we are in the earth, because it is established by the word of the Lord and who Jesus Christ, the Lord says that we shall be before the foundations of the world, while we were formed in our mother's womb. And so here is what places people in jeopardy in the earth and places them facing judgment, is that when the blessing of the Lord is upon an individual, and for whatever reason they are moved in unction by powers outside of the kingdom that attempt to be a force of nature towards that individual to negate the blessing or the purpose or the plans of the Lord for their life. They stand in proximity of judgment. And so when particularly now, the days of repentance are upon us, what stops the judgment is repentance. And when repentance takes place, then the Lord exchanges judgment for a blessing, right? When repentance does not take place, then everything lined up with that individual's life that fights for the blessing, right? People that have a blessing upon their life just don't have a blessing, and they just have to figure that thing out on their own. The divinity is upon their life. And so the events of their life lines them up with who Christ says that they are. And anything the Lord tries to do, the enemy tries to tries to do something as well, because the enemy, since the beginning of the time, has always been jealous of Christ. And so when we deal with jealousy in the earth, it's not about people being jealous of us. It is about what spirit is in operation. And if you fight against the plan and the purposes of a person who has the blessing rested upon their lives, then it is the spirit of uncleanness that is attempting to fight against the blessing. What is this? The spirit of uncleanness is it derives from Beelzebub, right? And it attempts to fight against the blessing that rests upon the person's life. And so what happens is in the earth, when people attempt to, and we use the word usurp the authority that rests upon a person's life, or to frustrate or deny the blessing that rests upon a person's life, then angels are dispatched, right? Because once the word is assigned to your life, the blessing is assigned to your life, and there is a word in the earth that is biblically sound, that is instrumental in instructing the steps of your life. That's why the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered according to the Lord's purpose. And so when anybody attempts to frustrate those steps or attempts to intercept that journey, then it dispatches angels in the earth. And when it dispatches angels in the earth, the Bible says that I will fight against those that fight against you. That's what the Bible says. And so those angels that are assigned to that individual's life, they begin to fight what's fighting against the plan and the purpose. The Bible says, I'll fight against those that fight against you. I'll contend against those that contend against you. And that is the inheritance of those that believe, and those that have a blessing rest upon their life. And people don't have to believe in the Bible, and they don't have to believe in Jesus Christ, because the Bible and the word of the Lord has established the earth, and everything is lined up with the divinity of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter who operates in what type of, we use the word energy. It don't matter what kind of energy is on them, any of that. Only two things happen. Either the blessing is activated, or the judgment is activated upon the person that is attempting to block the blessings. Those are the only two things that happen, period. When a person has the blessing of the Lord resting upon their life and has a divine purpose in the earth, two things happen: that either the blessing is activated or the judgment is activated. And the angels that are assigned to the person, to the blessing, and to the instruction of the Lord upon that person's life, the angels that are assigned to that person's life to protect their life and to ensure that the blessing, that it is activated, and that the instructions that accompany that blessing, strategically unpack in that person's life, that those are the only two things that happen. And so I think we do, as believers, we do a lot of unnecessary warfare, because we think that it's by our strength. And the Bible says that it is by the Spirit of the Lord, not by power, not by might, but by the Lord's Spirit, that the blessing and that the instruction of the Lord take place. It is by the Lord's power and ability. And so something that I had to learn is that we spend a lot of energy on warfare that is not even necessary. because the blessing is the blessing. Who can frustrate the blessing of the Lord? Nobody. Nobody can frustrate the blessing of the Lord. They can attempt to be in a distraction, but only two things can happen. And that is that the blessing is activated, or that the judgment that protects the blessing is activated upon the person attempting to frustrate or attempting to bring anything, bring dishonor to the blessing. And that's what I love about the Lord. As I've walked this journey of life for 46 years, is I stopped taking people's dishonor personable. Because I used to take dishonor real personable, but I don't anymore, because I realize that what is upon the life of the believer, it belongs to the Lord. And so the Lord takes the dishonor personable, and the Lord begins to move in the earth to reestablish his honor, right? Because it is his honor. When you see someone stand in the sacred place to preach, it is the Lord's honor to preach. When you see somebody stand in the temple and teach, it is the Lord's honor to teach. Whatever the assignment is upon the person's life, whatever they're doing and however they're doing it by the Spirit of the Lord. And it is the Lord's honor that rests on their life. And so when people attempt to be dishonorable, they activate the judgment. And it has, while the person is definitely to be honored, right? Because we offer honor where honor is due. However, the Lord takes it personally. We don't have to take it personal, right? And so the Lord will jump into action to reestablish his honor in the earth. And that was what was upon my heart as we conclude the next, what's today? Today is Sunday, as we conclude Monday and Tuesday. And so the enemy's attempt is to always have you in warfare, because warfare is exhausting. And then when the Lord sends a blessing, right, then you don't have the energy to pursue the blessing because you've been in false warfare. But the Lord says on today that I am removing the scales from your eyes so that you can see where you have warred. When it just required you to speak a word, or it just required you to walk away, or when the instruction was very simple and it didn't require warfare, because the Lord is saying on this day, there is nothing that can stop my blessing on your life. Do you hear me, September babies? There is nothing that can stop the blessing on your life, because I established it before the foundation of the world. And it was activated the moment that you were birthed into the earth realm, and the blessing of the Lord rests upon your life, and nothing can stop that. Only two things can happen in the earth as it relates to the blessing on your life. And that's that the activation of the layers of blessing, or the activation of judgment towards the person that attempted to stop and hinder the blessing, and shame will come upon them. And so I'm excited about pointing people back towards the Bible and away from astrology as it relates to the predictions that we have the ability to partake in, to announce, and to be a part of, right? When we align with what the Lord has already spoken in the earth. We don't need astrology for predictions. We don't need to tap into familiar spirits for predictions, because it is all by the Spirit of the Lord. and the Spirit of the Lord is the living. We serve a living God, and it is established in earth and in heaven that the Lord is the superior power and authority and ability by which this earth operates. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the month of September. And I am excited about people opening up the Bible and looking to the Bible for instructions and for the word of the Lord and for predictions. And by what spirit do we prophesy? When we prophesy the goodness of the Lord, it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Is judgment a real thing? Yes, it is. And what is the purpose of judgment? The purpose of judgment is to stop people from attempting to be a hindrance to whatever blessing the Lord has orchestrated in the earth. And that's Bible. All right. Until we see each other again, you live in the overflow. In Jesus' name. Peace. This is Making of the Mogul Mogul, Making of the Mogul podcast. For the next several days, we've just been establishing what the relevance of the month of September is. Because in the month of October, November, and December, I am unplugging and we'll be in the planning for the 2023. All right. Peace.